lessons here at Gosford to year sevens on Christmas. And one of the things that always amazes them are things like, there really was a star. Astronomy shows that there was a comet that was over the land. And then some things always shock them. Things like, there wasn't a donkey in the Bible account. And actually, we don't know if Jesus was born on December the 25th. It was just the date that Christians decided to set to remember his birth each year. So good to shock and surprise as well as educate. We've got two small puzzles left to solve. And they're going to help us answer the question, but why did Jesus come? Why did God decide to become one of us, to be born as a baby? So here's it's another unjumbling puzzle. This is a really easy one. Sin, yeah. And what is sin? The reason Jesus came was primarily because of us. A friend of mine likes to explain sin. It's one of those Bible words. This way, some of you know who this friend is. S stands for shove off God. I'm in charge. N, no to your good rules. S, shove off God. I don't want to know you. I'm not interested in knowing you. I'm in charge. I want to be the boss of my own life. N, no to your good rules. And the rules that God has given us are actually for all of our good and for society's good. When we look around us, we can see the effect and the damage of sin all around us. We can see it in our world. This very moment, there are terrible wars going on. There's environmental pollution and the way that we've damaged the earth through our selfishness. It damages our friendships, our relationships with others. So many people hurt and broken because of relationship damage. But most importantly, it damages us because it breaks our relationship with God, our Creator. We were created to know Him and to know His love. And when we sin, we're broken off from that relationship. So we end up not really knowing who we are, what we're here for, what life is all about. And we don't know His amazing love. So Jesus was primarily coming to deal with the problem of our sin. One final puzzle for a second reason lying behind Jesus's reason, his motive to come. Another easy one to unjumble. Go in the back row. Love. Yeah, Jesus came to deal with the problem of our sin because his love is so great for each of us. One of the most famous verses in the Bible, which is going to be on the screen, I think. Did they put it on? Yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that was written by John, who was one of Jesus' closest friends, who followed him for those 3 years. Jesus loves us so much that he didn't just become one of us, which was amazing in itself, but his love took him all the way to the cross, and it was at the cross that he was dealing with a problem of our sin. On the cross, he is the only perfect person, willingly took on himself the punishment that should have been each of ours for our sin, for the way that we've treated God and one another and the world. Jesus took that on himself, dying in our place. But then he rose again to show us that he dealt with sin, and sin leads to death. So by rising again, he showed us that he dealt with death too. So here at Christmas, as we celebrate Jesus' coming, we remember him coming to deal with our sin because he loves us so much, because he wants to open up a way for each of us to know the God that we were created to know. And to know as a reality that love, that forgiveness for our sins, and then that friendship with God, both now and forever. Jesus' best friend John, that we just saw those words that he wrote. He also wrote some other words in the Bible. He wrote a letter to some early Christians. And in this letter, he says this: we've seen and testified, so we're witnesses, that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. God the Father has sent his Son, Jesus, to be the Saviour of the world. I know a little action to this. Perhaps we can do it if you want to join in. Don't have to, but if you want to. So we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his son, so we do the cross, to be the saviour of the world. Let's try that again. We've seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the saviour of the world. So at Christmas, God is inviting each one of us to turn from our sin, turn from living the way where we're saying, shove off God, I'm in charge. Instead, turn to him and put our trust in him. That's what it means to know Jesus as Saviour, to know that rescue from our sin, to know his love both now and forever. In a minute, we're going to sing our last carol, and then after that, we're going to have some refreshments. But over by the refreshments, we have a little literature table. We'd love you to take something to read this Christmas. For younger ones, we've got a variety of children's books, and they're all free. You're welcome to take whatever you want. But the main one we've got there is the Nativity. If you want to read the Bible story of Jesus' birth again, you're welcome to take that. I'll have a look at the other children's ones there as well. For older people, we've got, if you're not a big reader, but you want to read a little bit more about why Jesus came, we've got a brilliant little booklet. You might notice on your sheet, our Christmas services this year have all been around the theme of not just another Christmas. We've got one more to go on Christmas morning here in the school at 10 o'clock in the morning. But this little booklet is really short. You can read it over a cup of coffee and just explains a little bit more about Jesus' love, our sin, and the rescue that he offers each one of us if we turn to him. Then we've also got lots of other books for older people, quite a few true stories. So if you like reading true life stories, there's one called Life Stories, which is just about how being a Christian has changed in a real way different people's lives from different walks of life. If you like sports people, here's one about Christians who are professional sports people and how being a Christian has made a difference for them, both as sports people and in their lives. Lots of other books there on the table. You're welcome to browse. They're all free. We'd love to see them go. It's our gift to you. Before we sing our last carol, let me lead us in prayer. Father, we thank you for your immense love, that you would send Jesus to this dark and messed up world. Jesus, thank you that you, in your love, were willing to take on our humanity, to become one of us, to experience its joys and its sorrows, its restrictions. Thank you, Jesus, that you were willing to go and die on the cross for each one of us. Thank you that if we put our trust in you, we can enter into that friendship with you both now and forever. Thank you that we can know you as Saviour and follow you with our lives as our Lord and Master. Thank you for your amazing love that lies behind this Christmas story. And we pray that wherever we stand with you at the moment, you'd help us to take those steps towards you, that we put our trust in you afresh and know the joys of that relationship with you. Thank you for this good news of great joy for all people. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.